Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Zach from Tacoma is. Zach, are you there?
I'm here.
Zach is ready to rock this thing, Steve Migs. So why don't you go ahead and get out of here?
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, Zach has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Taryn.
Which ocean mammal is nicknamed the killer whale?
The orca.
Yes. Marianne and Ginger were characters on what TV show?
The Golden Girls?
No.
Pass.
Dry ice is the frozen form of what gas?
Is it carbon dioxide?
It is. What dessert features coffee-soaked ladyfingers, mascarpone filling, and a dusting of cocoa powder?
Tiramisu.
Yes, sir. In which decade did the Dust Bowl devastate U.S. farmers in the Midwest?
The 20s.
No.
The 30s.
Yes. Eric Weiss is the birth name of which illusionist?
Oh, is that Chris Angel?
No.
Pass.
Anosmia is the loss of which sense?
Smell?
Yes. In Disney's Snow White, what magical object does the queen ask questions to?
A mirror.
Yes. Which U.S. city is home to the Second City comedy troupe?
Chicago.
Correct. What is the name given to the distance around the outside of a circle?
The circumference.
Yes. Mary Ann and Ginger were characters on what TV show?
Shoot. Happy Days.
No! But you know what? Solid performance. 8 points you just scored there, Zach.
He's going to get that All one. Right. Steve's going to get that one. He's going to sing the damn jingle, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You did this to yourself, Taryn Daly.
Something has been predicted, Steve. We're going to see if it comes true or not.
Oh, I'm excited.
Are you ready?
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
Which ocean mammal is nicknamed the killer whale?
That would be the sperm whale.
No. The killer.
Killer whale. The great white.
No.
That's not a whale. The humpback.
No. Marianne and Ginger were characters on what TV show?
Gilligan's Island.
Yes. Dry ice is the frozen form of what gas?
Methane.
No.
Butane.
No.
Hydrogen.
No. What dessert features coffee-soaked ladyfingers, mascarpone filling, and a dusting of cocoa powder?
Cannoli?
No.
I don't even know. What the hell is that? I'll pass.
In which decade did the Dust Bowl devastate U.S. farmers in the Midwest?
The 30s.
Yes. Eric Weiss is the birth name of which illusionist?
Is that, Harry Houdini?
It is. Anosmia is the loss of which sense?
I'm going to go with, smell.
Yes. In Disney's Snow White, what magical object does the queen ask questions to?
A mirror.
Yes. Which U.S. city is home to the Second City comedy troupe?
That would be Chicago.
Correct. What is the name given to the distance around the outside of a circle?
The circumference.
Yes. Steve, you got 7 correct, and that's pretty good, but it's not enough to beat Zach. Wow. Zach got 8 correct.
Nice
8
job,
to
Zach.
7. Well
Let's
done.
Let's go.
Yeah.
It was a Zach attack. Zach.
He knew that the ocean mammal that is nicknamed the killer whale is the orca whale.
Oh.
Yes. He also knew that dry ice is the frozen form of carbon dioxide. Uh-huh. And he also knew that coffee-soaked ladyfingers, mascarpone filling, and a dusting of cocoa powder is tiramisu. Yeah. Are you a fan of that dessert?
No.
Sounds like you're not.
I think it's kind of trash, if you ask me personally. Hot take. I'm sorry.
Hot take.
So what was the thing that you thought was...
I'm disappointed in you.
What, was I supposed to say 69 or something?
No, it was Marianne and Ginger being a part of Gilligan's Island. He thought for sure you were going to break into the theme song.
You do it every single time that damn question comes up, and you didn't do it. So I'm very disappointed.
A three-hour tour.
And the rest
here on Gilligan.
That's why I didn't do it.
Oh, that's why.
The Daily Mix Show.
We just love this Odyssey app feature that lets you leave us a voice message. And every day when we check in, there are some interesting ones, Steve Miggs.
Yes, we got a Kraken update from a Montreal listener. And then somebody spotted us in the wild.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Everlast.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.